WZPI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. On his way to Asia on Air Force One, President Trump was asked if he would be willing to meet with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who has called on Trump to get more involved in the effort to end the government shutdown, which is now in its 25th day.
I would. I'd be willing to. I would have now, too. You know, I left. I said, come on over, just put the government back. All they have to do is say yes, and then it's over. And we start. And then we go into a negotiation. Look, Obamacare has been terrible. We can make it better. I'm all for that.
Trump was also asked if he would meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during his trip.
If he'd like to meet, I'm open to it.
Trump's week-long trip will be capped by a meeting with Chinese President Xi. He hopes to reach a trade deal with China. Canada says it will pull that anti-tariff ad that upset President Trump so much he cut off all trade talks with Canada. Here's CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, was behind the multi-million dollar ad buy. But after talks between Ford and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, the ad is now being pulled from American airwaves starting Monday. The latest trade spat comes after the U.S. hiked tariffs in August to 35% on many Canadian goods.
The ad featured clips from a 1987 Ronald Reagan radio address in which he said tariffs only work in the short term but eventually hurt Americans. The White House says Reagan's words were taken out of context. Is Prince Andrew about to become a pauper, relatively speaking? Reporter Catherine Arms is in the UK.
The British press is reporting Prince Andrew is facing intense pressure to leave his house, a 30-room mansion in Windsor at the Royal Estate outside London. After new accounts of the prince's links to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, Andrew dropped his title Duke of York. But now his luxurious house is about to go as well. He does have 50 years left on a prepaid lease and a small naval pension.
King Charles has encouraged Andrew to move into Frogmore Cottage next to Windsor Castle. The first economic data released since the government shutdown showed consumer prices rose 3% last month. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady says this latest increase in inflation should prompt the Fed to cut interest rates again.
We are fully expecting another quarter point cut. We don't love that we're at 3%, but it's certainly not 9% like we were in summer of 2022.
The Fed meets next week. Expect to see a lot of four-legged ghouls and goblins next week. The National Retail Federation says 23% of consumers plan to dress up their pets for Halloween. They'll spend $860 million on those pet costumes. The most popular ones are pumpkins, hot dogs, ghosts, bumblebees, and superheroes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Packers and the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers take on the Steelers here on Sunday Night Football. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says his team is focused on two players, defensive end Micah Parsons and Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
Looking at Green Bay's offense, it starts with Josh Jacobs, and not only because of the circumstances that we're in coming off of a subpar performance in terms of stopping a run, but he's just a catalyst for a lot that goes on with them. He's a nuts and bolts player, man. He's really good. He's got a great run demeanor. Michael Parsons, can't say enough about him and his talents. You saw just the other day what he's capable of doing, and I think that's really indicative of the impact that a guy like him has.
Tomlin has been the Steelers head coach now 19 years. That's the most in the NFL. I asked Matt LaFleur about Tomlin's success.
I wish we all knew the secret sauce, because he's been the model of consistency, and he's used a lot of different people to do it.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Highs around 53. For tonight, becoming mostly clear with lows in the mid-40s. Sunny and 58, the high on Sunday. Monday, sunny, 55. And Tuesday, chance of showers, 54. Right now, 31 degrees.
W-R-J-N. It's a little old lady from Pasadena. lady from Pasadena. If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her. Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go. You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.
Stuck on the accelerator. Little Lee from Pasadena, Jan and Dean at WRJN. A Saturday morning going good. Got things to do today. Oh, it's gonna be a halfway decent day.
Ah, crackling roads that get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know?
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She
could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Doobie Brothers talking about that little town in Texas called China Grove. Rick Johnson at 7:15 on your Saturday morning. Thank you so much for coming along. I do appreciate it. I love being here with everybody. It's a lot of fun. In a game last night, a high school football game that will be, and Dick Recifa had the calls. He heard it here on WRJN. Racine Case won last night against Kenosha Bradford 34-6. Now, this victory is a first-round win in the WIAA Division I playoffs, and it extends Case's winning streak to 7 games. Way to go, guys. And it moves them to an 8-2 record. So definitely going to keep an eye on that. And I want to tell you, if you enjoy these timeless hits in the local news, which I'm sure you do, I certainly hope you do, we're expanding. Now, when you head north of the Racine County line, you're along the lakeshore there. Beautiful drive, too. You can hear your local news and timeless hits. Check it out. 107.3 FM. Set your radio dial in your car. 107, if you're driving, don't do it right now, but if, you know, you're sitting there or whatever. 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County and most of Caledonia. Clean, clear, crisp FM sound for all your favorite timeless hits. And now you can hear it even north of Racine. Once again, 107.3, and of course, the legendary AM frequency all over Southeast Wisconsin, 1400 AM. I know that doesn't bother me to listen to AM, but when I can hear FM, I choose that too. So check it out at 107.3 FM, WRJN.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Looking for compassionate, personalized, assisted living in Racine? The Pillars at Crystal Bay, located at 3950 North Main Street, provide just the right amount of care so your loved one can enjoy life while maintaining independence. From 24/7 nurse management to daily activities, home-cooked meals, and on-site medical services, they tailor every experience to meet your family's needs. Discover comfort and community at the Pillars at Crystal Bay. Visit pt-78.com or call 262-639-1100 to schedule a tour.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Thank you. gal. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Out this morning? Well, could be a couple drops in the air. It's partly cloudy. Not too bad. 30 degrees right now at Radio Park. Let's hear Mama Cass on WRJN.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We got the first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. And I
love her.
Revival at WRJN. Got a little bit of Love and Spoonful on the way right now. Do you believe in magic? Sure.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about your face.
Baby, go all the way if you want. Anyway, hey, today is Make a Difference Day, if you didn't know that. Rift River Council is seeking volunteers to help out Make a Difference today. It's taking place this morning, 9 a.m. Okay, so that's a little more than an hour away. 9 a.m. It's going to be at Clayton Park. All right, and that's 1843 Clayton Avenue in Racine. What they would like is they need volunteers to help weed, add mulch, clean up trash and debris around the park, make it look pretty nice again. Not that it hasn't, but just really spruce it up. This is a great opportunity for students looking for volunteer hours, and anybody who likes the Racine parks, there's your chance to help out. Give it a shot.
With Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving, Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Football action heard on WRJN last night. Racine Case over Bradford. 34-6 was the final score.
Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes.
loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please. Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony. Pull
make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me?
Yeah. WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. The U.S. is sending the world's largest aircraft carrier to the waters off Latin America as part of President Trump's campaign against drug traffickers. The BBC's Tom Bateman has more on the USS Gerald R. Ford.
It has 5,000 personnel on board. It has a nuclear reactor on board to power it. It can carry 75 warplanes. By sending this ship and another probably three or so destroyers as part of the strike group, this is nothing like that region has ever seen in terms of a U.S. deployment to counter drug trafficking. That is why there has been a deep suspicion within Venezuela that the real ambition here is the overthrow of President Nicolas Maduro.
Maduro accuses the U.S. of fabricating a new war. Trump says Maduro is a drug dealer. The Treasury Department has slapped sanctions on Colombian President Gustavo Petro.